Tell me a little bit about this effort, North Dakotans for Public Schools. It's new. What is the mission field?
Yeah, it is relatively new, Scott. So North Dakotans for Public Schools is a coalition of regular people, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, friends and neighbors who value public education and want to work together to strengthen, protect, and celebrate our public schools in North Dakota. We work to inform, engage, and amplify the voices of people who may not have the opportunity to be as closely connected to public schools anymore. If they maybe were a student at one time or they were a parent of a student at one time, want to make sure that all of those voices are included in conversations about public education, because public schools are so central to our communities and to the lives of families. And so we just want to add another voice into those conversations. I actually want to address one of the ways during the previous hour, Scott, that you were talking about North Dakotans for Public Schools and my advocacy of it, and continuing to describe it as being opposed to public or to private schools and being anti-private school. You can very much be for something without being against something. And standing up for public schools does not mean we are against in any way, shape, or form non-public education.
Glad to hear that. I want to talk about that as we go here a little bit. But what's missing in the public school side? You mentioned people getting involved. One thing I think is a five-alarm fire in my mind is the horribly low turnout that happens in school board races, matched with other local mm-hmm. races. That's one way for people to get involved is scrutinize these candidates and get involved. And that's easy, right? Just pay attention to who's
sure,
up for
school. I mean, that's about as local governance as you can get. And, you know, as somebody who previously served in the legislature and ran for office and saw both the good, the bad, and maybe the ugly of some of that, we need to recognize our role as a broader community in, you know, why maybe reflecting on why more people aren't willing to step up and serve in those roles. Those are not like sexy ways to, you know, serve our communities. And being on a school board is hard work. It's important work. And really local public schools are governed at that very local level. So really encourage people to step up and serve in that way. And then to be informed and engage in public in school board conversations.
You mentioned in your op-ed recently that there are some forces, some working against that shared effort of, you know, working together to make public schools stronger, using their voices to tear down the very places where 94% of North Dakota school-age kids learn. What their commentary isn't provided to strengthen schools or help kids succeed. Instead, it creates doubt and division and erodes trust in our own neighborhood schools. Give me some examples. Who are you talking about there?
Yeah, well, I think some of that, Scott, is informed by my time serving in the legislature and how many conversations we were having about things we were putting in Century Code that were not happening at all in North Dakota. And I think as a mom of a kid who goes to school a couple blocks from our house, I want decisions being made about our schools that impact our kids, that impact our families, and impact our educators to be based in the realities of what is happening inside our North Dakota schools. One of the ways we really think it's important for North Dakotans to be involved in public schools is to go directly to your most local school, the neighborhood school down the street. And if you hear something that you think is concerning, like ask the people that are directly in them if this is something that they're seeing or experiencing or that is happening in their school. We really think that decision-making should be, you know, based in reality and informed by people who are in those schools. And that includes me as a parent. We had the opportunity to go to our kids' music program last week. And you mentioned earlier, we just celebrated American Education Week. We also just celebrated Veterans Day, Scott. And one of his projects in third grade was to come home and either find a veteran in your family or in your community that you could talk to and learn from their experience. And so our son interviewed both of his grandmas. One was his grandpa who served in Vietnam. One was his great grandpa who served in World War II. And so learned about those experiences and then was like so intrigued that he also wanted to talk to somebody more our age. So he called a friend of mine who I went to college with and talked about his experience serving in Afghanistan. And then they made this like wall of honor that was there for their third grade music program, where they led their families and the rest of the school in the Pledge of Allegiance and in singing the Star Spangled Banner and then performed, you know, the rest of their music program. So I just think it's really like I have this great opportunity as a parent to see really directly what is happening inside our school. And I think kind of unveiling the curtain a little bit for folks who maybe don't have that opportunity is just helpful.
And you talked a little bit about things that are not happening, and that being the things that are concerning to you that are being said. Give me an example, like what is not happening that critics say is happening?
Lots of conversation in not too long ago, Scott, about litter boxes apparently being in our schools where kids were using those for bathrooms. Not happening. Like all of those things start to tear away at our idea of a pretty important, you know, historically as a country, what public education is, was, continues to evolve to be. Like we, again, not happening. And the number of conversations I heard about that, I have no idea where that got started. I have no idea if it was happening in a school in Timbuktu, but we don't have any control over that. What we do know is, you know, we want to know what's happening in our North Dakota schools. And that was not happening.
Somebody sent me a note. This is from a Moorhead school, not a Fargo school, but it is Horizon Middle School in Moorhead. It's a photo of a poster that was put up in the school called SAGA, which stands for something related to, I guess, Sexuality and Gender Alliance in a middle school. It talks about an info meeting at 9:15 in the morning, and two teachers involved and some students involved. Some people see that as being too prevalent in public schools, especially when I went to school, you wouldn't see that. Now you do. What do you make of that? What do you make of parents' concerns about that, Aaron?
Well, my first response is we don't have any control over Moorhead or Minnesota public schools. I was just I went to a game of a friend's daughter who was playing volleyball, and I saw, you know, posters for Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I think there are a variety of clubs that I suppose kids can participate in that maybe didn't exist when you or I were young, Scott. But I don't know anything about that in Moorhead.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect you to, but you tell me you don't think this is in middle schools in North Dakota? Something similar?
I have no idea. Not that I've heard. Not that I've heard. So I will base my we'll base our conversations and opinions on what we do know is happening in North Dakota public schools.
Yeah, and this is where I think parents getting involved, something you're advocating for, is a good idea.
Absolutely.
Because we hear, I have a what was it called, Midway School? Not long ago, we had a news story about this, where there was an art class with youngsters brought to a field trip and seeing nude photos, seeing all kind, and the teachers, Aaron, were dressed as furries. The teachers were. Midway School, rural school in North Dakota, our newsroom called the school and said it's happening. So, with all due respect, the idea that no, I was maybe that's Minnesota's not happening here. There's an example happening here. If you're a parent, would that concern you?
I would suggest that if you're a parent with concerns about anything, you should go directly to the closest folks to what is happening. There are many times, Scott, where I have conversations with my own child where I recognize, like, okay, this is the perspective of a third grader. He's probably sharing it from what he sees or believes, and it might not be the whole truth, or it might be the truth. I don't know. And I always approach that. I'm working really hard as an adult to come to a conversation with curiosity, like to really understand what you were saying. Is it true? Is this happening? And if I am not comfortable with it or I disagree with it, what do I do about it? And if I don't get maybe the resolution I'm looking for, then what is that next step for furthering that conversation? I would encourage that for anything, for anywhere, whether it's public education or anything else, to really come to it with a, I want to understand what actually is happening, what the truth is, and then to figure out if, you know, if that's appropriate or not.
Yeah, and I do think there's too many parents who sort of just outsource this stuff and assume everything's fine. So I do think what you're advocating for at a basic minimum to say get more involved, be part of it. I also think it's a little, I also think it's a little naive to think some of this stuff isn't happening because we again.
Yeah, I don't mean to be naive about it. I'm certainly I don't know what's happening in 167 or 170 school districts across the state, but I think what we do encourage as a coalition is to have those local conversations, to go directly to the folks that live with you, who are there, and then to base our decisions on that.
Just quickly on the private school side, public school administrators often argue against private school programs that are available through the state. And we've seen the last two governors veto it because they said it wasn't good enough. What is your stance on private schools related to, you know, which I believe relieve burden on the public schools because there's less dollars needed to educate that student? Good or bad idea to have a robust private school system and state support in some ways?
So there has always been public and non-public education to some form, way, shape, or form for as long as I've known. I attended a Catholic university. I taught at a Catholic school. We believe as a coalition that those are great options for people and that it is not the government's responsibility
Makes
to
sense.
Fund non-public education.